last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. And here with me in the studio is Brother Alavion. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to our studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here in order to talk about The Last Savior, Imam Mahdi Jalallah, the guider, the last hope and the promised one of all the people in the earth, and not only Muslim community. Brother Alavion and I are here in order to answer the questions, misconceptions, and doubts about Mahdaviya. And as you know, in the last episode, we talked about this point, that is there any scholar of the Sunni world that acknowledged the birth of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah or not? That we came to this point and more than 40 scholars of the Sunni world actually acknowledged the birth of Imam Mahdi. But the point here is that, okay, is there any scholar of Sunni world that acknowledge that this child is the exact and the same Mahdi Jalallah that will be reappeared in the future or not?
In our previous show, we referred to some of the scholars from the Sunni world that they acknowledge the birth of a son or a child from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. So how come is it that he's going to have a kid or son by the name of Mahdi, who is going to be the last savior or the promised Mahdi? So we said that those 40 scholars, that or 40 plus scholars, that they have actually acknowledged the birth of a son from the family of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. But again, from the Sunni scholars, there are some very important and well-known scholars that they believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, and he's a son of Imam Hassan al-Askari. And they have directly and explicitly referred to this issue.
Yeah.
Among them is Muhammad bin Yusuf Ganji al-Shafi'i. He says in his book Kafayat al-Talib, in page 312, Abu Muhammad Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam has given birth to a son, and this son of him is the same promised Mahdi. So this is what he explicitly refers to. Again, Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani al-Hanafi says that at the end of the time, there is a hope to the reappearance of Mahdi. And he is from the children of Hassan al-Askari. And again, he continues and he says, and he was born in the mid-Sha'ban of 255 of lunar calendar. So even he gives the exact date of his birth. 15th of Sha'ban of that year. And he is still alive. And he will come with Jesus, the Christ, the Isa alayhi salam. And his life and his age up until now, the time that he is writing his book, Al-Yawaqit wal-Jawahir. And his age up until now that I'm writing this is 706 years old.
Yeah.
You see? Even he gives exact age of the life of Imam alayhi salam. Nuruddin Abdurrahman Jami, after giving a report of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the year 255 of the lunar calendar, he says that he is the one that fills the world with justice. And it is mentioned in his book, Shawahid al-Nubuwa, page 404. Again, Nuruddin Abdurrahman Jami is also a very famous scholar in the Sunni world. Qadi Buhlul Bahjat Afandi says in his book, Al-Muhakima fi Tariqh al-Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born in 15th of Sha'ban, year 255 lunar calendar, and the name of his mother is Narjis. He even mentions the name of his mother.
Yeah.
And he has two kinds of occultation, minor occultation and major occultation. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits him and gives him permission, he will reappear. And it's that time that he will fill in the world with justice.
Justice.
These are some cases that we have collected from the Sunni scholars that they mentioned in their own books.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning
So, Brother Halevi, and due to the difficult circumstances of that time of Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him and his family, that it was a really heavy atmosphere and actually a heavy burden on the shoulder of Imam Hassan Askari at that time, that he even couldn't communicate with his own followers easily based on the circumstances and the government of that time. It may be some actually doubts and misconceptions at this point, even for the Shia world. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this matter?
Actually, answering to this question requires to know about the circumstances of that time that Imam Ali Salam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, was living in. He was in a military camp and he was controlled by the government of the time, and he was, all actions and activities of Imam was under control of the government. That's why they were waiting, based on their narrations, they were waiting for that promised Mahdi to be born and to be killed by the government. They wanted to annihilate any sign of that promised person that was even promised by the Holy Prophet. In the same way that the people of Pharaoh were waiting for the Moses to come.
Yeah.
The government was meticulously working on the life of Imam Hassan al-Askari. And due to this issue, Imam, he didn't even marry any lady, because they were waiting for the kid from that lady to be killed.
Yeah.
So even Imam gave birth to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam through this maid servant or kaniz of him, that is Narjis, who was a Roman kaniz who came and accepted Islam, and he served Imam alayhi salam and became the wife of Imam alayhi salam. So due to this issue, even some of the Shias were in sort of in a status of ambiguity. Again, another companion of Imam says that when once I saw Imam alayhi salam in the streets and I wanted to talk to him, Imam said, stop, don't say anything. Your life would be in danger if you say even one more single word.
Yeah.
You see, this pressure was on Imam.
Yeah.
So even for the some of the Shias, actually, there was sort of ambiguity that who is going to be the next Imam. So we have been promised by the Holy Prophet, by all the prophets, that a Mahdi will come and he will save the whole humanity. So who is that person? When it came to the martyrdom of Imam Hassan al-Askari and the story of saying the Salat of Mayyit on his holy body, yeah, his brother Ja'far Kadhab, who came and who wanted to claim that he is the next Imam, that was the time that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, while he was very, very, very young, that is, he was almost an infant, came and put his uncle aside and said, this is my place, my uncle, this is not yours.
Yeah.
And he performed the prayer on the body of his father. And from that time, slowly, the scholars of the Shia, the wakala of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, the agents of Imam, I mean, by wakala, I mean, those who were appointed by Imam to different parts of the world to propagate Islam, to promote Islam and Islamic teachings, slowly, slowly understood that they have to clarify it for the people. I mean, I want to say that for a very short time, even it was a question for the believers, for the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, so who is going to be the next Imam? But this was collected very soon by the efforts of the scholars who tried their best at that time. And they, yeah, informed and enlightened people. And no, definitely Allah's will and order will be implemented and will be put in its right way and time.
Thank you, brother, for your elaboration. So we're going to go for a short break. Then we'll be back for the last part of today's episode.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم مبتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back, dear listeners. So in the last part, we talked about this point that for a short time, because of the difficult situation of the time of Imam Hasan Askari, peace be upon him and his family, even for the Shia world, it was a question that whether Imam Hasan Askari had a child or not. But actually, this question was answered at that time by the scholars. And the true followers of Imam Hasan Askari and the true believers for the people, that there is a son which is going to be the Imam Mahdi Jalallah, the savior of the world.
So we have been saying that the story of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has been acknowledged by different scholars from Shia and Sunni and different men of knowledge at that time and after that. We have referred to many scholars from the Sunni world, and we have referred to some of them even who believe that this is the promised Mahdi that has been promised, the promised savior that has been promised to the Muslims from the dawn of Islam by the Holy Prophet. And we have mentioned some of the scholars. And but there was a sort of discussion among the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, that what is going to happen after Imam Hasan al-Askari? So when we have no one, and there was also a story of Ja'far, the brother of Imam Hasan al-Askari, who was going to benefit from this situation and the pressure that was coming to his brother to find a position for himself and to declare the imamate for himself and to say that he is going to be the leader of the Islamic Ummah, based on the school of Ahlul Bayt. But we have this important point that Allah ya'lam hayth yaj'al risalata. Allah knows where to put his mission and whom to put his mission. When it was decided to be put in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, no one else can take this position from him.
Exactly.
I mean, whether he's a year or 2 years old, or he's, for example, 4 years old to be appointed as the prophet, like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the issue of being the leader of the Islamic Ummah, the leader of a society, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to happen, it happens. قَالَ أَنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. The Holy Prophet Isa alayhi salam says, while he was in his mother's arms, see, the Holy Prophet Isa was still drinking milk. So he came, he was given birth, and he came to this world with no father. So when Allah's will is somewhere, everything happens. Right? So we cannot say that even, can Isa be the prophet? Okay, can we doubt the Holy Quran? Isa was in his mother's hands, and he was speaking to the people.
Yeah.
So it was Allah's will to be given to this kid. But Imam alayhi salam was 2 years old at least, right? So we want to say, when Allah desired and wished to give the leadership to a certain person, it can be Imam Jawad with that young age, or it can be Imam Hadi alayhi salam again, or Imam Hasan al-Askari again with that young age.
Yeah.
So it is on Allah to give this mission to whoever he wants and whoever he likes.
Exactly.
We cannot doubt on such concepts and such issues. That's why a group of followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt at that time, they were asking that who is going to be the imam after Imam Hasan al-Askari. They were in doubt. So right after the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, they all understood who is the imam of their time.
Yeah.
They understood, and they found out based on the efforts of the scholars of the time and the elderly and those who were close and then close companions of Imam alayhi salam, yes, Imam has this kid. And this kid of Imam is this person.
Thank you, Brother Ali, for your elaboration. So up to here, I just want to put emphasis on just one point, that when it comes to the Allah's will and his desires or his demands, no obstacle, no block can stop him from doing what he wants to do. And we have so many miracles, so many stories in the story that with Allah's will, we see so many wonders of this world. And the birth of Imam Mahdi Jalallah is one of these wonders, which when it comes to these sort of things, for sure, there shouldn't be any doubt. And I think it was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. May Allah bless all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.